All right, we're now joined by Cole Custer. I believe we have a couple questions here lined up. We'll go right to questions. Zach, see your hands up. Was your question for Cole?
It is. Cole, what happened? Because I saw you had some damage to the front end of your car. Did that play any role in any struggles that you found you had here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely did. That pretty much kind of did us in for the night. You know, we were just then we got our lap back at that point, and then we were just in line with a bunch of cars, and everybody started. Somebody got together, and everybody stacked up, and wasn't everybody just hit each other? We had got our nose knocked in, so that's just classic Bristol, I guess. But just part of running back there, you know, we had to run better. You know, I was probably a little bit off, and it's just been hard to get the feel that I want here. I haven't struggled this much at Bristol before, but it's definitely been tough in the Cup car trying to figure out.
You were involved in a crash here back in the first time around. Did not having those laps hurt you coming into tonight's race?
I don't know. I mean, definitely a little bit. You want to get all the laps you can, but at the same time, you know, I thought we were all right at the spring race, but the all-star race and this race, we just seem to be off. I don't know what I need to – I tried to study as much as I could coming here and trying to figure something out, but I just couldn't – we're just missing it somewhere, and I think we'll definitely keep trying and keep trying things to get it better, but definitely Bristol's not our strongest track for me right now.
Thank you, Cole.
We're also joined by Matt DiBenedetto. If you have a question for Matt, feel free to raise your hand and ask him a question. We'll keep Cole around as well. Next, we'll go to Zach Albert. Go ahead, Zach.
Yep. My question is for Cole. I know there's still 7 races to go in the season, but when you can look at the season as a whole, how do you feel like you guys have performed and what you guys have been able to accomplish at least to this point this year?
I mean, we've accomplished a lot of our goals. I mean, you know, to go from where we started and, you know, be able to be competitive now. Obviously tonight we were pretty off a little bit, but for the most part we could run pretty competitively, and I think, you know, that was one of our goals by the end of the year. And then also to make the chase, I mean the playoffs, and to have a win by now and the win rookie of the year, I mean, it's been a lot of things that we can hold our head high on, but at the same time, as a competitor, I mean, I'm not happy getting knocked out in the first round and really struggling tonight, but we'll keep working at it, and that's part of it. You know, we'll just keep trying things and keep grinding away at it.
Great. Thank you.
Any questions for Cole or Matt D? Please raise your hand, and we'll get to them. Zach,
yeah, question for Matt. Can you kind of talk about what happened here tonight, especially on that last run? I know you weren't on the lead lap at that point, but did you suffer another right rear tire going down there at the end as well?
Yeah, so we had a loose wheel early in the race, pitted under green, went 3 laps down, fought back from that all race long, and drove through the field. Team did a really good job. We recovered. We're up to 7th, and we were in the lucky dog position for what felt like 4 hours, and couldn't get it. But so we're running 7th there at the end, fast car, and there was debris, I think, from the 95 car in turn 1. And I was screaming about it on the radio, and we kept running it over, and I think a couple times. And sure enough, cut our right rear tire and ruined our day, and we ended up finishing 19th. So. If our team didn't have bad luck lately, we wouldn't have any at all. So we just, you know, it's disappointing. Kind of like Cole said, it sucks to be knocked out in the first round, but, you know, you got to be perfect in these playoffs. I'm glad we made them. We have a lot of things to build on that.
I was wondering if you could kind of talk about your relationship with Bristol at this point, because it's been the side of a lot of highs and the side of a couple lows now, including tonight. How do you leave Bristol tonight, looking forward as well?
Yeah, Bristol's still definitely my favorite track. I love coming here, and even, I mean, I was really proud of our fight tonight. I mean, those things are very satisfying, coming from 3 laps down and fighting in such a tough field and in a playoff race. To come from 3 laps down with a ton of green flag racing and fight all the way back to running 7th and in lucky dog spot for forever. So this place has impacted my entire career. This place was heavily responsible or partially responsible for me being able to have the privilege of driving this 21 car this year too. So there's a lot that I'm really appreciative for. And this place is very close to my heart. Hope to get a win here one day. I hate we couldn't have rebounded further today. I'm glad we did a great job as a team, fought back like that. Just, man, hate it ended that way and cutting a tire down when we had a good run.
Thank you, Matt.
Go to Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Matt, before the wheel issue and you're in the lucky dog position, are you thinking if you get the lucky dog, you have a shot to win?
I don't think so. Those couple guys, we were really fast in the long run, but I think in the short run took us a little bit to take off. We were a good car. I think we were a top five car, I'd say. It was fast. It was good. We had to work on it, though, man. This no practice thing is a real pain in the ass, if I'm being honest. It's just so hard because we have to make so many adjustments and things, and I feel like it hurts. We can perform better. We had practice for sure, especially being a new team working together this year. We've done a great job, but I don't think we would have won the race. I think the four car was deserving of winning, but I think we had a top five car. I would have been content with a seventh place run. It would have been a solid day and an amazing recovery for us, but just that we've had some crap luck lately.
Thank you.
Any final questions for Cole or Matt? All right, gents, I think we're clear. No, this was a tough night. Appreciate your time and answering all the questions. Good luck next week, guys.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, guys.
And that will conclude for our media. That will conclude Zoom Room 2. Sounds like they're still going at it in Zoom Room 1 with the top three. So feel free to hop on over there. Thanks for your coverage, and we'll see you at Vegas.